This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free numbers. We launch in hour number three of the live Saturday edition of the program, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. I'm going to bring on a special guest and then get right back to the calls here. I know that many people are hanging on and waiting patiently. We will get to you if you are on hold. First, though, I want to go to our friend Sam over at the Obscure Truth Network, who has been holding quite a while himself, to announce, I think, the world premiere of your new documentary. Sam, are you there, sir?
I am. Thank you. I've been a long-time listener to Free Talk Live for a couple of years now, and it's really profoundly changed my perspective on the world, on government, on a lot of these things. And you guys talk about these concepts that, you know, government is based on the consent of the governed, and that's where they...
That's what they claim.
That's what they claim. And they also talk about, you know, the government was established to protect and maintain the rights of individuals and that all men are created equally. And I started looking around, and I noticed that, you know, there's laws out there, like the seatbelt law that's in almost all states except New Hampshire, I believe, to where if I'm not wearing my seatbelt, this company that employs armed men will pull me over on the side of the road and demand money from me.
And you thought they were there to protect you.
Well, how can they be protecting my rights? They're infringing upon them when they do that thing because there's no... Nobody has been harmed. There's no corpus delicti.
Well, and now, Sam, that's the will of the people. And if you don't like it, you can go and get elected and work through the process and try to get those laws changed. It's the will of the people to be hassled by men with guns.
Well, that's fine.
Everybody wants that.
You also told me that government is based on consent. So if I don't consent, are you willing to aggress against me?
That's a good question.
You know, the will of the people, they want something nice, like people to wear their seatbelts, because by and large, you're safer if you wear your seatbelt. However, what the people don't understand when they go out and, vote for the politician that's going to, carry this banner of people should wear seatbelts, is that the government only employs one tactic, and that tactic is threats, you know, the intimidation that comes with threats, kidnapping
Correct.
In the form of jailing people, and ultimately shooting your butt down in the street.
Well, so I decided to engage in a little experiment. I took three traffic citations to two different courts to just ask some of these questions to find out what the government's position is. And in my latest one, I brought a camera into the courtroom.
I bet they were really happy to explain, you know, their role and your role in this and how it is that they came up.
No.
You came up with the obligation.
In fact,
not exactly.
Yeah, nobody wanted to answer anything.
Nobody wanted to answer my questions, and they wanted to make sure, you know, I went and got permission to use that camera in their courtroom. But some things became apparent in this process, and one of which is the language. It's my ticket, supposedly. It's my case. It's my trial. It's my citation. You know, all of these things, they make it mine. It's my plea, for example. But really, my implies that the agreement is based on consent. If they pull me over on the side of the road and I don't consent to the ticket, does that mean they just don't give it to me?
No, it doesn't mean that at all.
So then it's not my ticket, is it?
It's
their ticket.
They're the one demanding that I go through this process, that I jump through these hoops, that I go before this guy named Judge, and
in a dress.
I play by all of their rules.
I love, by the way, how you turn that around on them. Whenever they try to tell you things, and you can see this in your video, which we're going to tell people how to get to in a moment, but you can see it where they say, well, here's your paperwork. It's your trial. And you turn it right around and you say, no, it's not my paperwork. It's your paperwork. And the way that just neuters them is amazing. The guy that was trying to hand you that paperwork, he didn't know what to do. He gave up at that point. He walked away.
Yeah, it was interesting. So when I did go into court and they just started stonewalling me and wouldn't answer my questions, told me basically, you don't need to understand this. We're going to enter this plea on your behalf, whether you like it or not, and you need to go get one of our government-approved lawyers, you know, despite the fact that you're here to abolish the court system. And I don't know how a government-approved lawyer is going to support me in doing something like that.
Yeah, they're not. He's not.
His career is on the line.
Right. All the government-approved lawyer is going to do is tell you how to navigate the system. He's going to say, oh, you need to plead not guilty or guilty, and this is what you'll get. And they don't tell you, the truth. They don't give you alternative options. And they just,
no.
want to get
our legal system has been hijacked by the attorneys.
Well, they've all sworn
an oath. Justice is supposed to be a commodity. Like justice is a commodity, like anything else. People want a commodity. I don't need a professional shopper. I can get one, but I don't need a professional shopper to go to Walmart to take care of my business. I could have one if I wanted to, but you darn sure better have a professional, justice guy, a guy who's in the lawyer union, the bar, represent you. Otherwise, they're not going to be very good with you.
It sounds like you've absorbed the lessons Sam teaches in his video.
I taught Sam the lessons.
Really, Mark? The other thing I noticed is that the bureaucrats are really, really disconnected from the violence that backs up their every order or their every request.
They don't want to be associated with it. They don't want to believe that what they're doing is violent.
They really believe that they don't.
Even the man with the gun didn't want to believe that he was being violent.
Yeah, he never threatened me, despite, he was about to drag me out of the courtroom. That was, I guess, not a threat. And, it's just he just kept denying it and denying it and denying it because they don't want to believe that they're part of this. I guess it's hard to even explain, really.
Well, yeah. I mean, why would you want to see the nasty, ugly side of your job? I mean, the true reality. Why would you want that revealed to you? Then it would make you question what it is that you're doing, and it would put your paycheck in jeopardy, and you'd have to consider quitting. And, well, they've got nice benefits, and you want to keep those benefits because they're really, really good. They're government sweet cheese benefits. So, I mean, all of the motivations are there for them to try to ignore that for as long as possible.
So I brought that out front and center, and I stopped complying when I realized this was not really a process for me to understand what's happening to me, that these people were willing to force their mandates, and they believe that, they have jurisdiction over my life and my rights, and that they can give me these commands, and I'm required to follow them whether I consent to this process or not. And so when I stopped taking the paperwork and I just looked at them, they got very concerned. They really wanted me to continue participating in their system and, make sure that I believe in it. I feel like the thing that scared them the most was that I just stopped cooperating because I don't believe the court to really be legitimate after what it did.
Well, that's got to be frightening because if that spreads, if more people start to do what you're doing, and that is, again, not cooperate with the system or cooperate as little as possible, then that must be a terrifying thought to them. I mean, because that's what it all hinges on. That's why they are perceived as legitimate, is because people go through the motions, they go through the process, they believe that it's okay, that everything is just, and this is the justice system, and it's the best one in the world, and this is the way things must be, and this is how things work. But as soon as one guy says, no, I don't want to participate with this, I'm not interested in consenting, then it must be just a terrifying thought that there could be five more people that could walk through that door that might do the same exact thing.
And they also realize, that means we've got to pull out our guns on this guy and start telling him what to do.
Right.
And that alone encourages other people to say, to sit up and take notice and say, look, I don't think what's happening here is right. And that's why they don't want cameras in the courtroom and why I was so happy I was able to bring mine in and get away with it.
Right. And if you listen to the Law and Order types, the first thing they'll tell you if you don't want to have your car searched or you don't want to have your home searched or you don't want to be fingerprinted at the bank when you cash a check is, well, have you got something to hide?
Mm.
And that's really the question I have for all the bureaucrats. Why is it the judges won't let cameras in the courtroom? Why do cops not want to be videotaped?
Yeah.
Tell me why it is that bureaucrats are scared of cameras like criminals are of guns.
Because they're criminals.
It's like shining lights on cockroaches. That's
right.
Why.
Except these cockroaches are doing something nefarious, whereas the cockroaches in real life are just going about their natural business. These roaches in the halls of bureaucracy are actively engaging in theft and threatening and harming innocent people.
Yeah, they're worse than the roaches they have in Florida that fly.
Right, so of course they don't want light to be shined on them. Sam, I'm going to hang on to you here for a bit, and we'll continue discussing your new video, a documentary that's been released. We've got I guess you could call it a pre-release copy, because it's not in the right aspect ratio, but it's watchable. You can go to freekeen.com. It's the top item at Freekeen right now. Go and see a great new documentary called The Court of Public Relations. We'll talk a little bit more about it here in moments. It's available right now at freekeen.com. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney. Finalized a contract in London and demoed our new product in Boston. Online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code? 600 to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up what you want. Live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free. So enjoy those on us. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Just go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And travel less and meet online. Try WebEx free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WEBEX.com. Enter promo code 600 and start your free trial of WebEx today.
You get a free webcam.
You sure can. We go back to Sam in Texas, who is from the Obscure Truth Network. And Sam, you've been doing some really great work recently in the courtrooms of America, specifically the ones down there in Texas where you live at the moment, though you are a Free State Project member. And by the end of the year, you are expecting to be up here in New Hampshire bringing your courtroom antics with you. And
I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, too. Yeah. Yeah, because then you can finally have a real audience in there that's actually coming to specifically see your work, because you've done an amazing job, and you've been doing it all alone, essentially going into the courtroom to challenge speeding tickets. And actually, you aren't even really intending to challenge them. You just want to ask a bunch of questions before you get to the part where the judge takes a plea. And from what I understand, in at least in Texas and probably most of the country, because a lot of the Texas and a lot of the Constitution is very similar in their language. From what I understand, it actually says in their rules that the defendant has to understand the nature and the cause of the proceedings against him before he can enter a plea. Is that not correct?
That's correct. It's in the Texas Criminal Code. Or actually, the understanding of the plea is actually a Supreme Court decision that has been handed down, that you have to enter them knowingly, voluntarily, with a full understanding of the nature and cause of the charges and the penalties levied for the offense.
So you actually go into these courtrooms and stand in front of the judge and ask, and attempt to ask questions about the nature and cause of the charges and the proceedings, and they don't want to answer your questions. So you would plead if you could just get your questions answered, which is a requirement to, supposedly a requirement to continue on with the case, but they just want to ignore all that. And in the case of the video we're talking about here, which has been released now at freekeen.com, the Court of Public Relations, this judge wants to enter a plea for you.
He did, in fact. And I, as soon as I, as that happened the first time, I said, you know, on whose behalf did you enter that plea, sir? And he said, on yours. And I said, oh, okay, so I understand now. You're representing me here. Oh, no, sir, I'm just not going to put up with it. And then he restates it and says, I'm going to have you enter a plea. And I said, no, I'm not entering a plea, sir. I have some questions here that I need to understand in order to plea. Are you going to? And he just wouldn't have it. Mm. He wouldn't let me ask any of the questions. He wouldn't answer.
Ran right over you.
Yeah, well, they don't want to answer those questions because there are usually other people in the courtroom, and if they hear those kind of, it's bad enough to, for them to hear someone not just going along with the system. That's dangerous enough to their legitimacy, but for them to actually answer those questions in any sort of an honest manner would absolutely contribute to destroying their legitimacy ever further in the eyes of those people that were watching.
Exactly. So it puts them kind of in a bad position, whichever way they go. If they run over me, which is what happened in this case, then it looks really bad, and some people sit up and take notice. The people in the courtroom were a little bit stunned as I walked out, and there was one guy in dreads, a black guy sitting in the back of the courtroom, and as I walked past him, he's looking at me just with a serious face, and I kind of smiled, and he got it, and he smiled back at me. He's like, oh, cool, man.
Nice.
So
nice.
It's fun. You know, people see this stuff, and I think they do sit up and take notice, and I hope they start to think about the relationship of government and really its role and its function in today's society. Do we
right.
really need it?
It's a great question, and I think that what you do a brilliant job of in this new video, I think you do a brilliant job of really showing the government court system for what it is. As Mark Stevens from AdventuresInLegalLand.com has pointed out, and I think you do brilliantly in your video, that it really is nothing more than a cover for their violent activities. It's nothing more than a big public relations ploy to get people to think that what they're doing is in some way legitimate when, in fact, it's not at all. They don't need your consent. Clearly, they're willing to put in pleas without your consent. So why do you need to be there? It's because if you weren't there, it'd look more like the courts in China, and then it wouldn't be, you know, then it would be more obvious to people that the whole thing is a big scam.
Yeah, people need to participate in order to make it their own process and feel like it's something that they own and that maybe they're in control of, despite the fact that, you know, I went in to ask these questions and lost pretty much all control I had. They just did what they wanted, regardless of my consent or my understanding.
So, you know what you might want to do, Sam? I know you're going to be going back to the courtroom. Maybe you should print up some flyers to promote the Obscure Truth Network and start distributing it in the courtroom. That way people can go and watch your video after they've seen you stir it up.
Yesterday I went and dropped off, or I went and filed that appearance bond, and when the lady saw the camera and asked, what do you do or what are you making a film on, and I said, well, I'm here to abolish the government courts. I think I'm going to go back and give her one of my cards, and she'll pretty quickly spread it around so they'll have a really good idea of who I am and what I'm there to do. The funniest part was when, you know, she heard that and she's like, Becky, this guy's here to abolish the government courts. What do I do?
What window does he go to?
What's the form?
So people can go right now to freekeen.com, and the YouTube version of the Court of Public Relations, your new 30-plus minute documentary, is right there at the top. Now, the aspect ratio is kind of screwy. I know that you're working on correcting that, Sam, and hopefully by the end of the weekend we'll have a real proper version of your documentary up. But the whole thing is available in full right now at freekeen.com, and once we get the proper looking, where it doesn't look like you're kind of squished, once we get that one up, we'll replace it with the correct one. But people can go right now and enjoy this, and they really should, and share it with some friends too, because don't keep this to yourself. This people need to see.
I agree.
Thank you, Sam. Anything else you want to cover tonight?
That's it. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call, sir, and thanks for all the hard work. I know you really busted your butt to get that out by tonight, so thank you. All right, I hope it was worthwhile, because the wait was worthwhile. I think it will be. I've watched it several times now, actually. I mean, I watched a pre-release. I watched the pre-release. I watched it once,
and it's good.
Yeah, it's worth watching again, too, because it's just so amazing what he's able to do as one man in the courtroom. I mean, surrounded by all these government bureaucrats and people willing to enact violence on him, still not consenting to the process, not taking their paperwork, not signing their forms, asking really really good questions, not getting any answers, of course, but just showing that it's possible to challenge this system even if you are all alone. Now, I don't recommend that. I recommend you join the Free State Project, move up here to New Hampshire, and join a bunch of other great activists, both from the political side and the apolitical side, and, you know, the market-based activism like we're seeing with what Sam's doing here, and get interactive with us up here, because then you've got activists to back you up. We'll fill those courtrooms with full of people.
I don't necessarily want to see the government courts completely done away with or anything like that. I would just like to see the bureaucrats held responsible for their actions. I want to see sovereign immunity done away with. I think that somebody should, if a police officer harms somebody in the line of duty, they should be liable for that person rather than the department being liable, which means the taxpayer.
800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Back to your calls about whatever you want here in moments. Again, you can catch Sam's video online right now at freekeen.com. More on the way. Your calls about anything go. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-995-6536. That's 1-800-995-6536. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, it's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Take a CAI toll-free line for you. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Those features, by the way, include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, go and download them. We've got an entire year's worth of the program right there on the website for your downloaded convenience. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. None of those nonsense hoops that those other shows want you to jump through to get their archives. Ours are free right there on the front page at freetalklive.com. So enjoy those on us, especially those of our listeners out in the vestibule right now that are listening to the program tonight. One of the probably busiest internet forums I've ever come across. They've organized another one of their Vesti prank nights, Mark, and we figured it out immediately as soon as the guy called in about the velociraptors and the zombies.
Didn't take much, but, they're clever. As long as they don't cuss, I don't
care. Right, yeah, we'll let you get on the air. Don't lie to the phone screener. Tell them the truth about who you are, what you're calling about, and we will take your calls about anything on this show, which is, it's not really a challenge to crank Free Talk Live. We like a good crank on this show, so we welcome a good crankers on this program. But I'd actually thrown out a challenge to the vestibule the last time they called in to call one of the big-name shows, like Michael Savage, you know, the king of the nighttime world. How would you describe Michael Savage, Mark?
He's a xenophobic bigot.
Pompous windbag.
Who doesn't mind killing anyone who, just doesn't fit into his paradigm of the world at, America at the end of World War II.
He hates brown people. He's a scumbag.
He's suggested bombing the Middle East to glass, which I think is the most irresponsible thing that one can say. It's just disgusting. As though all Arabs are the same. And, if we kill the 99 good ones in order to get one bad one, it's fine. No, it's not fine.
So I want to encourage them to go after those guys. And, if you could actually get through and with a good crank on one of those shows and you get it recorded, we might actually play it back. I mean, it was really good since the Vestie is kind of in with Free Talk Live now, I guess you could say, for lack of a better term. But, you know, I think the Vestibule guys were really the crankers. I think they'd really appreciate Sam's video that we were just talking about, the Court of Public Relations. Go to freekeen.com. It's kind of like cranking the court system. In a way,
yeah.
I mean, you go in there on a speeding ticket or whatever, and you just start asking question after question prior to the portion of actually getting to the plea, and piss off the judge and get kicked out of the court and do it in front of a whole bunch of people. It would seem like that'd be right up their alley. Of course, they'd actually be putting their butts on the line, so it's a little more risky than
on the line radio show. Do what, though?
You know how these judges are. They can get upset and throw you in a jail.
They're not going
to
throw anybody in a jail.
That's true. They didn't do that with Sam, and he was all by himself, so it seems like he's been having some real good success. Anyway, I recommend anybody go to freekeen.com and watch Sam's new video. It is excellent. We continue with your calls. Dave has been waiting patiently in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Dave?
Talk about your... Talk about the drug war this evening.
Yes,
I'd like to surrender, please. I've got a white flag.
What
I'm
side are you on?
I'm on the pro-drug side, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I'm tired of mandatory minimums. I'm tired of what's it going to take to get us out of the drug war? How much are we spending in the drug war?
Billions.
Than we're spending in Iran and Iraq.
Oh, more, I don't know.
No,
I don't
more
know
than
that.
Now they're blowing up all kinds of expensive government equipment.
No, the reason
we
say that is we're not spending it, but we are seizing it with asset forfeiture. Every penny they take, the government gets to keep, and they don't have to account for it.
That much is
we
true.
We get more
if you
money
consider the,
for the drug
if you consider
war
the drugs
than we get from anywhere
assets.
Else. That's why they won't end it.
Well, the cops certainly
surrender.
Do. Right, the cops
want to
certainly
surrender.
Do.
Let's end it.
I wish it would be over, but as you say, they're getting way too much money. If they see you driving a car they want or they like your house, they can just manufacture
it. Exactly.
And
I'd like them to not only legalize everything, in which case hopefully half of the really bad people would be dead today from overdose, but the good people would get to use it as something they may need. I think marijuana is like Prozac for me.
Dude, I've seen so much example, you know, so many examples in real life of people who use marijuana for medicinal purposes, and
thank
it is
you.
Amazing
and
how
they don't
well
do
it works.
Tests for that. I mean, they do it for blindness, they do it for sickness when you have cancer. And
my girlfriend,
that,
believe
they,
me, you don't even have to have cancer or be blind. My girlfriend
true.
Swears that when it's that time of the month and she's having
exactly.
She's having pain, she can take a few puffs of marijuana and that pain
it works
subsides.
As a pain pill. It works for nerves. It works for so many things, and they refuse to test it.
Well, it
go
has
ahead,
been
legalize
tested.
It and let's find out.
It actually has been tested in some cases, and it's absolutely helpful for people.
Yeah, but they make it very difficult to do research.
Hey, thank you for the call, Dave. Yeah. We're glad you're out there, I appreciate your call tonight. 800-259-9231. Unfortunately, while we have all of the rational thought on our side, while we have all of the facts on our side, while we have the best arguments, the most moral position, while we've got everything in our corner as far as re-legalizing is concerned, it doesn't matter. Because whenever something comes up, and I've seen it happen here in New Hampshire over and over again, we're making progress slowly, but man, is it slow. They came up with this decrim bill earlier this year, and it went up in front of the committee or whatever in the state house. You know how those politicians have their committees. And that, as always, the police chiefs trot themselves out with their same old propaganda about how marijuana is worse now than it ever was in the past, and it's blah, blah, blah. It's going to make you grow breasts if you're a man.
I don't know if they say that one.
But they trot out so many old cliches. And because they're the police chiefs, for whatever reason, they're special, and so the legislator types bow down.
I don't
in
think
front
that's
the them.
Reason. I mean, the fact is that law enforcement against prohibition, LEAP, LEAP.cc, they
but they're not chiefs. They're not the police chiefs.
That's not the reason.
They're
that
former
they,
law.
That's
enforcement.
Not the reason the politicians do it. The politicians vote to keep drugs as legal as they possibly can, as illegal as they possibly can, just simply because they're scared and they think drugs are bad. Drugs are bad.
Well, either way, it's all going to come to an end. I'm thinking we're going to see some marijuana civil disobedience here in New Hampshire sometime next year. Maybe we'll do it on 420. Well, because last year, or this year rather, we did a gambling public civil disobedience on 420. So I figured this next time we'll combine the two. We'll have gambling and marijuana smoking all at the same time. I think that'll be a lot of fun. So all the funds being had up here, go to freestateproject.org and help us make these really important changes. More coming up here, 800-259-9231. We go to the AMP line and talk to some of those free staters. Adam is on the line from New Hampshire.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Adam, you're on the air.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir.
Hello, I'm calling to complain about that fascist comment that your authoritarian co-host made a while ago.
Which one?
God.
He said that a peaceful person who just chose to enjoy some cannabis while driving should be thrown in jail.
Shame on you, Mark.
These ideas are very dangerous.
Yeah.
He is a fascist.
You know, I'm sorry. Intoxicated driving is, it's one of those things that...
Intoxicated.
What's that?
What do you mean by intoxicated?
Intoxicated, having imbibed drugs.
So I can have a, I can't drive after a cup.
Coffee should go to jail?
Right.
Is that what you're saying, Mark?
I'm sorry, what's that?
A visit to Starbucks?
Drink coffee while driving should go to jail? Do you agree with that?
You know, if they had enough coffee, yeah. I mean, coffee can make people very, very agitated.
Why can't you just be sensible, Mark, and advocate that people that are dangerous drivers be taken off the roads?
I don't think aspirin, affects mood or mind-altering.
How do you sleep at night? That's what we're trying to figure out.
I sleep fine.
Peaceful people in jail who haven't hurt anyone?
I've slept peacefully in jail, dude.
As long as it's not him, because he drank two beers and drove home last night. So as long as it's everybody but him, apparently, that imbibes, then it's okay.
I think these are awful ideas to be spreading.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm glad you called them out on the carpet for it. Anything else on your mind?
Isn't that enough?
Thanks, dude. We appreciate the call. Yes, it was enough. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Stephen in Massachusetts. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen. Stephen? Oh, he's gone. Sorry. Let's try Joe. Joe on the line from the vestibule. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Joe, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, seriously? Okay.
You made it, man.
Well, I was just wondering. This starts out with a story, and then I have a question for you guys, okay?
All right.
All right, so I was sitting, and I was drinking my cup of Joe, and I put in 1.4 sugar packets.
Uh-huh.
And then I was sitting with my friend, who's an RIAA agent, and he put in 4.1 sugar packets. Anyway, he told me that 10 years ago, over 9,000 PS1 memory cards were sold. And my question to you is, are you ever going to give me up? Are you ever going to let me down? Are you
We've
ever
been
gonna
Rick-rolled.
Run
More Sweet. Coming up. Thanks, dude. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for CareOne Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A CareOne Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a CareOne agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. CareOne agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It is your show, the live Saturday edition. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Maybe enough time for your call at this point in these final moments of the program. Once again, our website, freetalklive.com. You want to help support the show? You like Free Talk Live, what we're doing on the program? Shop with us. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and we'll get a percentage of your purchase. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Same great Amazon. You know, they've got a huge selection of products, 41 categories to shop in, virtually anything you need to buy, even used items. Whatever it is you load into your cart, Free Talk Live gets a cut if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. We continue. Ladies first, Amanda, listening to WVTS in Charleston. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi, Amanda. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to the drug conversation, and mm-hmm. I'm fine with pot, and that's people's personal choice. But the way I see it with crack cocaine, the way it hurts individuals and communities, I would really like to see dealers get the death penalty.
Oh, my.
I know.
Why are you so violent?
It's a violent drug. It gets to your brain. It reorganizes. It actually physically changes the structure of your brain.
Yeah, that's true with alcohol. That's true with all kinds. It's true with
caffeine.
Hold on.
With alcohol, it's a slower process. You've got 30 years before you die of cirrhosis.
Right, but that's not rearranging your brain. That's rearranging your liver.
Or you get a wet brain with alcohol. Your brain or your liver goes first. But with crack cocaine, you've been on it for 3 years. You've depleted all your serotonin.
How many people are you willing to kill, Amanda, in order to satiate your bloodlust? No, it's a serious question.
How many people's lives are you willing to destroy for freedom, so for their choice to use crack cocaine?
They're choosing to use it anyway.
You want to have people get one-time use and you're addicted?
Amanda, look, one of my former co-hosts. My name's Ian. One of my former co-hosts on this show was a crack addict at one time. And I can tell you this. The crack addict wants to get crack. And if their dealer is arrested and put to death, all that does is it creates a market opportunity for someone else to step in and fill those dealer's shoes.
There's plenty of countries in the world where drugs are given the death penalty.
Pot is.
It does. Yeah.
What country?
And
country?
The fact is, now here's the question.
What countries?
I think is pretty severe.
Singapore.
Dubai is pretty severe.
There you go. You've got three.
They don't have a lot of drug trafficking.
They don't have a lot.
No,
but the drugs they have are very expensive. Before you go on, the drugs are very expensive, and there are still people that are doing the drugs there, and they need to pay for those drugs. And you know that crack dealers or crack addicts have a tendency to steal or hurt people in order to get what they want. And if they didn't, if the drugs were legal, they'd be significantly cheaper. They wouldn't need to kill and steal and hurt people. And I just want to know. I mean, are you willing to have my child killed because some crack addict has to get their fix?
You mean, would your child be dealing crack, making crystal meth?
Look,
crack?
I've got things
would
in my house. I've got things in my house that people want to steal.
Your child for
Amanda,
selling crystal
hold on a
meth?
Second. I don't think you quite understand.
Amanda, you don't understand
question.
The question. I have
all right, that, I will listen. I will listen. I will listen.
I have things in my house that people might want to steal. And they might very well come into my house to steal those things and kill me and my beautiful wife and my beautiful child in order to get those things.
It's happened before.
Because these drugs are so expensive because they're illegal.
You think that's funny?
Are you laughing? People die in America over these things.
That has happened before. You know, that's just funny. I'm laughing at not you, Ian, but your friend's side comment. That was funny.
Wait, what is funny about the fact that crack addicts and other...
talking about beautiful child.
No, it was just the comment, it's happened before. But nothing is funny about crack addicts, and nothing is funny about beautiful children being robbed.
So are you okay with that? Because right now our families are in danger because crack addicts and other addicts are robbing people's homes, stealing things, holding people up at gunpoint in order to get the money they need to buy their black
good
market
crack.
Good
people that don't have crack addictions.
Right, so you're willing to put people, innocent, good people's lives on the line in order to feed your war on drugs. Is that right?
No.
Because that's
no.
What's happening.
No,
if you make
I'm saying that we have for crystal meth that those people caught doing crystal meth, they should get the death penalty.
For selling it and making it. Okay.
Like, they are so lost. Like, all right, true story, this is what happened to a little boy because his mom and dad were making crystal meth. He came home from school and he opened a trash bag that was behind their yard, and the fumes from the byproducts killed him. But the thing was,
do you think anybody's ever been killed from an alcohol still before?
Hold on. But we're talking increased rate and magnitude. The parents were still so oblivious they didn't even know it had happened.
Amanda, there's no doubt that
these drugs are bad. Absolutely, Amanda.
Hold on a second.
Let me explain something here.
What?
Amanda, you're killing my child for your drug war. That's the cost of the community.
Your child is selling drugs?
No, my child is an innocent child. He's 4 months old, but you don't mind seeing him killed by a crack addict because you want to drive up the prices,
Amanda. Let's talk about the real world here, Amanda. Amanda, you calm down for just a moment here. You gave
us
an example.
Making them illegal drives the prices up.
I'm not following your logic.
No, you're not. Quite clearly.
That is like... What kind of logic is that?
Making the money
like
drives up the price.
That
it's economics,
like
Amanda.
Shit.
It's simple
if
economics.
If I'm winning this argument, so you have to go way, way, way out and do this
Amanda.
Spin thing
Amanda.
On Ian. Ian
people
Ian.
Died from this drug war that you're talking about.
What drug
innocent
war?
Innocent people.
What drug war?
The right. Drug war on methamphetamines and crack, Amanda. What are we talking about? Stick with me here.
There isn't a drug war on methamphetamines and crack. There's a drug war on pot. What is the problem with pot?
I agree with you.
What is the problem with pot?
I agree with you that most of the drug arrests are for marijuana, but about half of them are still for other drugs. So there is clearly a war on drugs. Let's use your example, Amanda, of the kid that died because he opened the trash bag.
They had all the byproducts.
Yes, meth is a very nasty product. The process to make it is very chemically, very nasty. It stinks. It's dangerous. There's no doubt about it. If drugs were re-legalized, all drugs, including meth, that little boy would still be alive today. Do you know why that is, Amanda?
Okay, I can see that your point is there. If it was legalized, then they wouldn't have had to, like ruin the children's lungs and the old people's lungs and ruin the entire house and have the apartment
taken down
because they'd have a little crystal meth factory and
that's
it
right.
would be sanctioned.
That's right. It would be
however,
illegal drugs. And
however, the cost to the community still remains when you have people that are chronically depressed.
No.
And the after 3 years of crystal meth, after 3 years of crystal meth, cannot make serotonin.
I understand. It's a dangerous drug. Fact is, it's illegal now and people are using it now. Now, look, let me try to rephrase what Mark said earlier. Maybe I can do a better job communicating it to you. You're talking about this cost to the community. Well, the community is being put in danger by the fact that these drugs are illegal. I don't use crystal meth, but I'm in danger from those who do use crystal meth in that if they need another hit and they can't afford it and their drug dealer's not willing to accept a BJ in order to give them a hit of crystal meth, then they are going to go and steal things, break into cars, break into homes, hurt people.
Methadone's legal.
Slow
down. Methadone is legal and people
Methadone is a prohibited product to the extent that you need to have a prescription to get it. All prescription narcotics should...
Right? Methadone is legal.
It's not legal in the way that
it's... You can't go get it. Once you have the script, it's distributed. That's the problem. Prescription drugs, people still rob for those because they're limited.
That's exactly right. The prescription drugs...
You'll go to prison for faking, faking an oxycodone script.
There should be no prescription process. You should be able to go and get the
oxycodone changes your brain structure really quickly too.
There should be no prescription process. People that need those drugs should be able to simply go and purchase them. It's the fact that they are prohibited to some extent that drives the black marketplace. And Amanda, if you don't get it, I'm sorry. Keep listening to the show. Maybe we'll get through to you. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. If you can't
for the innocents.
If you can't see how
if
it is
you pick up a crack vial. You have made a decision. My child, whom the crack user goes in and kills in order to get the money out of my house, never done anything. The person who picks up the crack vial, the person who picks up the methamphetamine, whatever it is they use, pipe, that person makes a decision. They make a choice. Now, that choice may have bad consequences. I agree that it has bad consequences for the community, blah, 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 the whole thing. I know they have kids that are innocent. However, my child shouldn't be put in danger because of your war on drugs.
Right. If you can't see how prohibition creates more problems than it solves, if you can't see how prohibition leads to more violence...
Just look at Al Capone and the history of alcohol.
Yes.
It's simple.
If you can't see it, you just aren't looking. Let's continue quickly here, short on time. Hank, listening to WGVA in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hank.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, hey, sir. Hank, I'm sorry to say you've got no more than 30 seconds, but go.
I just wanted to tell you, you know, they say the dangers of alcohol versus the dangers of marijuana. Come on. Alcohol, it's definitive facts that alcohol destroys organs. Only thing marijuana could do is damage your lungs from the smoke, just like cigarettes, okay?
There you go. And
it's debatable about that.
Right, and then they say things like, there's no other there's non-medical benefits. There's no medical benefits.
It's all. I wish we had more time, Hank. Good points so far. We'll back on Monday night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.